Editorial. Inclusive education is certainly a hot topic at the moment. The front cover of this issue shows some of the several hundred photos we received in response to our campaign against proposals to increase the number of grammar schools. And as we write, the government has launched a review into residential special schools on the basis of a report by the Council for Disabled Children, which expressed considerable concern about these institutions. We need your help to respond to the review, so please talk to us, email us, or write to us if you have experience of residential special school or college. See the page opposite. Our legal question also addresses the legality of selective education, as so many of us have been wondering how grammar schools can possibly not be classed as discriminatory. And other articles illuminate some of the background to these public debates. Both Sean Webster and Colin Newton talk about how segregation and stereotyping of disabled children can lead to low expectations and unmet potential. Colin explains how IQ testing fails to capture potential and favours those who are already doing well in life, and Sean's story illustrates this from a personal perspective. Yet he has learned to overcome these low expectations and make up lost ground. We also have a really interesting article from researchers at Edgehill University exploring how inclusion is perceived and how we can know whether it has taken place. You can read more about this and comment on the article on our blog at alfie.org.uk/blog. We hope you enjoy this edition of Inclusion Now, and please let us know if you have any comments. Jess Carhill.